Have you ever been through a friendship breakup? Let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to the Unfriended podcast.
Do we actually know how to define what a friend is?
They're just at a place where they're like, they're just not able to open up.
She posted it pretending to be me.
Oh my days. People are suffering in silence because we just don't take friendship breakups seriously.
Then she said to me, okay, I'm going to leave tomorrow.
What, as in leave the country?
Ooh, okay. Double, triple, quadruple, ooh.
Pregnant? Pregnant?
Pregnant? So you were completely blindsided by that behaviour?
I'm at this bridal shower. My phone is just pinging, ping, 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 ping. I said, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Good storytelling, because I'm like, okay. We need to have a dedicated space to have these discussions.
Oof, that's a heavy one.
She got really drunk and she was just doing things on public transport that she shouldn't have been doing.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Well, is it counsel or gossip? Because I'm not even being funny.
Ooh, maybe I don't want to be friends with this person.
Whew. Hello everyone and welcome to the Unfriended podcast, where we have candid conversations about friendship breakups within female friendships. I'm your host, Miss Daisy, and I am so excited for this intro episode, and I can't wait to let you know what's in store for this podcast. So a lot of us experience friendships coming to an end, but it's something that's never really spoken about, and this podcast is here to change that. Each episode I'll be sitting down with a variety of guests as we discuss their stories and their unique journeys through friendship breakups. Just a bit about myself. Honestly, I'm just a regular person, working professional by day. By night, you know, I've got a lot of different hobbies, different things that I do. One of the things that I was doing years ago is in 2013, I started a blog. I just moved to Wales and the blog was really just to document my journey, you know, living in a new place, living in the countryside. I was into gardening, share my Christian faith. So I was just doing this blog. It was going really, really well. And then in 2022, a lot changed for me. I got married. I left Wales after 10 years. I got a new job. I also closed down my blog, which is, that was a huge, huge step for me. And I also went through a very, very hard and deep friendship breakup. The friendship breakup was really tough. I felt quite blindsided by it and I didn't realize the impact that it had on me, especially during a time which was meant to be like the happiest time and period of my life. You know, I just got married to the person that I love, and it was hard sort of dealing with the grief of losing not only someone that I considered my close friend, but somebody that I really considered like my sister. I remember family and friends being very supportive and just offering a lot of, you know, help and kind words during that time. But then at the same time, I did feel like nobody understood the weight of how I was feeling. So a lot of the times it would kind of be like one conversation and it would be like, oh, does that still get to you? Oh, aren't you over that? Or things like, oh, Daisy, you've got plenty of friends. Don't worry about this friend. Move on. It's okay. And I was sort of left dealing with all this hurt and pain. And it felt like nobody understood. And it felt like I just need to move on. And that's when I turned to the internet, because I was like, there's got to be an article or a YouTube video or something that talks about friendship breakups, talks about the actual grieving process of losing a friend, especially when there isn't that much closure, or especially when you've got so many questions, especially when you're dealing with betrayal, all of those things. So went on the internet, and again, there was a few helpful articles, a few YouTube videos here and there, but there wasn't anything that got to the heart of the matter. There wasn't anything that spoke directly to how I was feeling and the pain that you feel and the sense of loss when you lose or when you break up with a friend. And then one day I was on YouTube and there's a podcast called To My Sisters Podcast. Love that podcast. And there was an episode on there about friendship breakups. And I remember watching it and I just really appreciated their perspective. I really appreciated everything they were saying about friendship breakups and I could really relate. And then I went to the YouTube comments because I love a YouTube comment section. And it's only when I went to that comment section, I realized, wow, There were so many comments, so many people sharing their stories about their unique friendship breakups. There was people talking about saying things like, you know, it's been 5 years and it still hurts. Someone relaying a story about even their ex-best friend's mom stopped talking to them after the breakup, and people just genuinely expressing their pain, how they felt, all of these things that I was feeling. And I realized, wow, like, I'm not alone in my feelings. This is something that we all go through, not necessarily just the friendship breakup, but the grief and the pain that comes after that. And it just felt like this space, this safe space to finally express that. So I was really happy to see that. And I was just like, God, like, I really wish there was a space that, you know, we can just talk about these things, have these conversations, learn from people's experience, speak openly without that sort of judgment or without people feeling like, oh, just get over it. Look, you've got lots of friends. Friendship breakup's not that deep. Because I definitely do feel like when it comes to friendship breakups, they're not seen with the same way as romantic relationships when they break up. So I was thinking, yeah, definitely there needs to be a platform or there needs to be some sort of space to talk about this. And I thought, okay, there isn't one. And I'm not going to wait around for somebody else to do it. Let me do my little bit. Let me do my small part. So I went on Instagram. I completely closed down my old blog and I created a new page called @love_MissDaisy. And I just started sharing friendship breakup content. I just started sharing things that I was reading, things that I was feeling. And it was amazing to see how much it resonated with people. Like, I even had a friend that came to me and said, look, I didn't think I went through a friendship breakup until you actually started speaking about it. And I realized, oh, wow, I have been through this thing. Because friendship breakups, they're not always, there was a big fight or big drama. Sometimes friendships just fizzle. And I have friends that have said, look, I don't even know why we stopped talking. It just happened. So it was great to have that space. And I also created a survey where I asked questions and invited women to come and share about their experiences of friendship breakup. And yeah, it went really well. Like 100 women filled out the survey. And there was one question on the survey that said, what resources or what things would you like to see in terms of facilitating discussions about friendship breakups or providing support whilst going through a friendship breakup? And, you know, I listed different things like books, articles, workshops, seminars, and I put podcasts. And podcast was one of the top ones. Podcast was right up there. I'll be honest, when I saw podcast was so highly rated, I just wasn't sure whether I should start a podcast. I had these feelings of inadequacy, like, who am I? Like, I'm not no friendship expert. And also that feeling of there's so many podcasts out there. And then I just realized, well, there's loads of podcasts, but there's not so many podcasts speaking specifically and directly about friendship breakups. And that's when I decided to start Unfriended, because I wanted a platform where we could speak about friendship breakups and all the nuances. You know, friendship breakups come in all different shapes and sizes. Friendships come to an end for different reasons. People navigate things differently. People need support. People need to be able to speak openly. And I just generally want us to sort of normalize this conversation about friendships coming to an end. It's not always toxic. It's not always drama. Sometimes relationships just don't work out. And I just wanted a space and an area where we can come together and just have that discussion. So this podcast is going to be all about friendship breakups. We're not limiting it to just one episode or just one season. We are definitely going to explore the ups and downs, the ins and outs, and everything in between when it comes to this subject of how do you actually navigate and move forward and learn and grow from a friendship breakup. So what can you expect from the Unfriended podcast? Each episode, I'll be sitting down with a variety of different women as they share their unique stories and journeys through friendship breakups. They'll be speaking about how the friendship actually got to that place where it needed to come to an end. And honestly, some of these stories, it's not as clear cut as we usually think it is. And they'll also share some of the mistakes they made in the friendship, how things they learned, things they would have done differently, and just ultimately how they grew and how they healed and moved on from the situation to be better friends and ultimately better people. Also, as a bonus, there will be some episodes dedicated to answering friendship dilemmas. I sometimes get messages from people who are in a bit of a sticky situation with a friend and they just want a bit of advice. And I really think it's important for us to sort of come together and speak about the common issues that we face in friendships and some of the dynamics we deal with in relationships. These dilemma episodes are going to be very informal. I'm going to have a co-host with me and we're just going to chat through the dilemmas. And I want it to be very much like a girly chat, and we're, you know, giving our two pence on a dilemma, and also invite others to also share how they view things, just so we can all collectively learn and grow from each other's situation, from each other's experiences and stories. If you are listening to this episode and you do have a dilemma that you wish to share or to be discussed on this podcast, please do email me your dilemma at theunfriended.pod@gmail.com. So that's a summary of the Unfriended podcast. I'm so excited we're finally here. We're finally starting to have these conversations in more depth, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact this podcast will have as we explore the nuances of friendship breakups. If you'd like to come along for this journey, please come on board. You're welcome here. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel so you always know when we have a new episode. And for more friendship breakup content, you can follow me on Instagram at @love_MissDaisy or at @theunfriended.pod. Thank you so much for sticking around till the end of this episode. I'm sending lots and lots of love your way, and I will see you in the next episode for the very first interview. Bye bye.